It was one of their better hoaxes, Lee. I mean, honestly, right up there with Russia collusion.
Yeah.
The idea that black men were undergoing a genocide by the police, and unarmed black men in particular,
mm-hmm.
led to a near doubling of the number of officers killed. It's very violent for police officers in this country. New poll out, and it's fascinating. On what the left still believes about the George Floyd riots in 2021. Now, keep in mind, the final tally for the insurance industry's payout for damages to businesses. I don't know why business owners had to have their property burned down, but for some reason it made sense to the left. $2 billion in damages. $2 billion in damages. How many black men who were unarmed were killed by police that year? Since we're doing $2 billion in damage. Just to, you know, protest. 11. In the entire country. That's not even one per state. That's not even half of one per state.
No.
That's most states. Not even one unarmed black man was killed in. 11. But that's not the incredible part, Lee. It just shows you the size of the lie when the left gets going. Liberals, all these years later, conservatives, moderates, ask, how many black men were killed in 2011? George Floyd riots, right? Years later, retrospect. What do you believe in? You know, and essentially the follow-up question, how many unarmed black men are killed a year now by police? It's genocide, as we know. Again, remember the answer is 11. Okay, we're still, this just shows you the absolute mental paralysis that the lies of the left cause in the minds, even years later, of their sheeple followers. Among those who are liberal, Lee, self-described liberal, mm-hmm. 50% believe about 100 black men, unarmed black men, are killed by police every year. And another 22% believe it's about 1,000. So you put that together, 71% of liberals believe 100 to 1,000 unarmed black men are killed by police in America every year. It's 10. It was 10 that year. They still don't know. No clue. What group of people got the closest to the answer? The correct answer. Those who rate themselves as very conservative, 47% said it's about 10. They got it right. I bet you there's a lot of talk radio listeners in there and they know real things.
Yep.
They live in reality. But see, this is why when you're like, well, this is really not a big problem. I mean, you know, this is a nation of 300 and, oh, I give up. I don't know.
Yeah.
However many Joe Biden let in. I don't take a guess. 20, 60 million, 380. Maybe it's around 400. I don't know. Yeah. Only 11 unarmed black men a year. That's it. That's all of it. Yeah, pretty much. So the leftly is still laboring under this delusion, especially those who rate themselves as very liberal. This is according to a poll by Skeptic Research Center. They do these kind of polls.
Mm-hmm.
Among those who are very liberal, almost 30% believe about 1,000 black men who are unarmed are killed by police a year, and 42% believe it's about 100. Again, it's 10. What percentage of liberals actually get the answer to this question correct? 16. 16%. No, it's about 10.
Yeah.
So when you have this as your basis for the belief that America is a horrible racist place and we need to take it apart brick by brick, because that's the foundation of a lot of this, Lee. It goes back to George Floyd. The whole thing about the Democrat Socialist America. We are in a dire situation of genocide. We have to defund the police. You know, they're a genocidal group of people. They're racist. We have to defund them. We've got to have absolute chaos in the streets to save these black men. What black men? 10? And keep in mind, too, when you go into the Washington Post, then you start clicking the other buttons, too, on the 11 black men that were killed. Well, that's a terrible thing, and we don't want that.
Right, right.
And we would always, of course, condemn it. When you start getting into the individual cases, it's a guy who they begged him to show his hands. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't do it. You know, a guy who reached in his pocket as he's running away, he ignored the orders. Every single one of these guys ignored orders from the police. I tell you what, you want to get killed? Ignore the order from the police, refuse to show your hands, and then God forbid, put your hand in a pocket or reach somewhere.
And whatever your race, you'll probably get shot.
It's not going to. Oh, by the way, do you know how many white people were killed unarmed?
I got an idea. It was probably a bit more
by
than
police.
11. Yeah.
22.
Okay. It was double.
That doesn't count. Anyway, so yes. So the genocide upon which the genocide by the police, upon which the defund the police movement is built, is fake. That's where we are this morning. $2 billion worth of damage. And again, that's just to insured businesses that were destroyed by the left. Not, unfortunately, the 20% of businesses that were not insured. So, Lee, we're still living with the fallout of this lie today. And it's still affecting our politics. As Chuck Schumer and the head of the DNC yesterday both saying, well, you know, now that the primary is over, we Democrats and these DSA types, we all pretty much agree on the same thing, including defunding the police. Could you explain to me why we're doing that?
Right.
Well, the genocide against black men. Gotcha. Fantastic. Fantastic. Meanwhile, Lee, this breaking, we got to do something about Anthony Fauci. I'd tell you what. Headline, scientist behind the Wuhan bat research funded by Anthony Fauci and created the transfer gain of function technology to the Wuhan lab, the People's Liberation Army China premier bioweapons lab where Fauci sent the tech. Headline, scientists behind Wuhan bat research thanked Fauci aide for helping shut down the lab leak theory. Peter Daszak, who was president of Echo Health Alliance, directed government funding of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Okay, for Darlene Graham, that's in China. China is our worst enemy on earth. So we're clear. Okay, let's move on. Peter Daszak, president of Echo Health Alliance, directed government funding of the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the transfer of gain of function technology, thanked former Fauci aide in a newly released email for helping to shut down public speculation over the possibility that COVID-19 emerged in a lab. David Morenz, former senior advisor of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, that's Fauci's institute, pleaded guilty Tuesday to hiding federal records from the Freedom of Information Act requests. So investigators obtained emails between Daszak and Morenz, Lee, in which Daszak mentioned sending bottles of wine to Morenz to thank him for his behind-the-scenes shenanigans in getting rid of all the Freedom of Information Act documents that documented how Fauci and the team sent the technology to the lab.
In other words, thanks for helping us with the cover-up.
Yeah, thanks for helping us break the law.
Yeah,
because that's a felony if you do that in a conspiracy. So there we go, folks. While they're out there lying, calling you a racist, if you say it came from China, again, for Darlene Graham, China, that's China. China's our worst enemy on earth. Take notes, write it down. Put it in the yellow notebook there. And this, okay, so China. China, our worst enemy. Cover up whole time. Whole time to keep you from finding out that they all built this thing with China. Well, folks, it's set. Ralph Norman telling the state newspaper he's not going negative on Darlene Graham. And honestly, even if he did, he doesn't really have the money to do much of anything to her. About 800,000 of it's his. He's got about $1.2 to $1.4 million. The rest came from South Carolina. So what's going to continue to happen is the Democrat PACs, openly Democrat, I mean, not hiding it, openly Democrat PACs are going to continue running ads. They're going to run them out at the coast. Nobody's ever going to tell them, hey, that ad that you just saw, they're on TV now, by the way. Lying about Ralph Norman? That came from a Democrat PAC run by a guy who raised money and ran ads for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in 2020, went to their inaugural ball and to celebrate, and then did it again in 2024, trying to get Kamala Harris elected. Nobody's going to know that. Fitz News writes, South Carolina voters are being bombarded by attack ads targeting U.S. Congressman Ralph Norman. A blitzkrieg of negative advertising funded by political action committees loyal to interim U.S. Senator Darlene Graham Nordone. Now, folks, I had to tell you something, okay? Here's where we are. This is one of, I'd say top five most important elections to vote in of your lifetime. There's two reasons for that. One of them is this. That Senate sits on the razor's edge. It has since 2021 when Democrats took it over and almost passed amnesty, packing the Supreme Court, flipping everything from Puerto Rico to Guam to D.C. and the states so they could each have two Democrat senators. Folks, it's total power for the Democrat Party. We are on the razor's edge. It is but for the grace of God that we do not live in what is essentially a Democrat dictatorship right now where we can't beat them. Specifically, the only reason we don't have those things, the only reason we didn't flip almost every state blue with amnesty is because Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, two Democrat moderates, said, no, we're not getting rid of the filibuster. So they couldn't get any of those other things through. That's why we dodged a bullet. Folks, but right now, Senate's still on a razor's edge. We got rhinos. 4 to 5 rhinos, about to be a lot less in January because they all lost, who are blocking the SAVE Act, but also blocking every kind of important Republican legislation. We're still on the razor's edge. And I'm here to tell you, if Darlene Graham wins, a time will come in the next 6 years where we're on the razor's edge because we can't seem to get off the razor's edge. And they need one vote. One vote. Folks, we have been at the point in recent months, we said we've had stuff with one vote. They need one vote. And she'll be it. And we will be on the air together, gnashing our teeth. I'll be reading your text. You'll be so upset. How could we throw the Republic away? Because I'm telling you, on something critical to keeping our basic freedoms and keeping the Republic, she is going to vote with them. That is what that $1 million gets you. Now, at the debate, Darlene Graham said she had no idea, none whatsoever, that there's $1 million of Democrat cash being spent on her behalf right now in this state. That was 3 days ago. And she was informed to her face. You can't tell me this woman didn't Google, wow, Democrats support me like $1 million? That's super nice. I want to send them a thank you. I just want to find out who they are. Said nobody ever. She would have Googled them if she didn't know.
Senator, are Taiwan and the South
wrong one,
China
I'm sorry.
Sea?
Wrong one.
Well, first of all, if we're talking about a Democrat.
Okay, so I hit the wrong one there.
I'm not sure what Democratic PAC he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
So the state newspaper breaking the story yesterday that I've had for a week now. Boy, you listen to this show, your humble host, way ahead of their reporters. And they admit everything I've been telling you. All of it. The Invest in Tomorrow PACs pumped $1 million into her campaign. How could we possibly know that? They put out a press release. That's how. And they admit something else. Because I challenged Darlene Graham overnight. I said, listen, if you're really a Republican, we're three days past the debate. Who's funding this campaign for you? It's in the state newspaper. You could not have missed it. Well, liberal statewide newspaper out of Columbia, state newspaper, Gold Standard, South Carolina. It's right there. Invest in Tomorrow PAC, run by who? Tom Matzey. Who's Tom Matzey? Ran super PACs, raised money for Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, put ads together for them in 2020. Did it again for Kamala Harris in 2024. He admits that on his own Twitter feed. He is a Democrat. Full stop. And he's given a quote to the state newspaper saying, yeah, I'm just really concerned about Ralph Norman. I need to stop it. Go read it. So she has no excuse for not knowing this. Okay. Like, to me, this is a bigger deal than her thing on China. I just don't know. Well, she don't know anything. She don't know anything. They quote Tom Matzy, who identifies as a Democrat, on his own Twitter feed. The Invest in Tomorrow Coalition, that's what he runs, a renewable energy-backed political group. They're a pro-climate change group, pro-climate change spending. This is the state newspaper. Committed to spending $1 million to defeat Norman in a news release August 14th. Yes, your humble host told you that. Everyone knows but Darlene Graham. The Political Action Committee's ad does not mention renewable energy and claims Norman has not sufficiently supported Donald Trump. So let me tell you what's going on here, folks. Even the state's like, wait, you guys are a liberal climate change group? Yeah. You want all kinds of funding to stop global warming? Yeah. But you're not talking about that in these ads. No. You're pretending to be Republicans in these ads to hose all the people out on the coast. So these liberal Democrats, and Tom Matzy admits on his own Twitter feed that he worked hard in 24 to defeat Trump, are running ads targeted at Republicans to elect Darlene Graham, where they pretend, these Democrats pretend they're Republicans too, and that Ralph Norman needs to go down because he's not loyal enough to Trump. In other words, lies. Fraud. So I got to ask a question, Darlene Graham. Are you okay with Democrats spending $1 million on your behalf? Why haven't you condemned them by now? Because you have no excuse for not knowing at this point. This is in the biggest daily newspaper in the state, okay? The mainstream newspaper. There is no excuse not to know that. None. You're done. Tom Matzy himself is quoted in the state newspaper admitting he's doing it. We're not so much interested in Darlene Graham's politics, he says, as we are Ralph Norman's. Matzy said in an emailed statement, Norman pushed to phase out renewable energy tax credits. Those all go to liberal groups. You know the groups where you send them like $6 billion and they build like six charging stations and then the rest goes poof. Yeah, those. He didn't want them in a big, beautiful bill. He successfully got them cut. And then voted for the big, beautiful bill. They don't tell you that part. He says, well, I don't care about what Darlene supports. I'm going to defeat Ralph Norman for not being sufficiently loyal to the Green New Deal. Well, that means he thinks Darlene Graham would be sufficiently loyal to the Green New Deal. You'll spend $1 million otherwise. So I am challenging Darlene Graham. Call him off. Tell him to go away. Tell him you don't want Democrats spending money on your behalf. Do it. Or maybe the truth is you're really a Democrat, too, and you're actually fine with it. Because there's no excuse for not knowing at this point. Everybody knows. The state newspaper reported it. But you know what's most offensive about this, folks? Really, truly offensive. It'd be one thing if Democrat Tom Matzy was running. He's running TV ads now, by the way. You've probably heard some of them. And he's running text ads, too. It'd be one thing if he's like, hey, we don't want Ralph Norman because he's not loyal to the Green New Deal and AOC and stuff. I'd be like, well, they're telling the truth. They are lying to voters in this state, pretending to be Republicans outraged that Ralph Norman supposedly isn't loyal to Donald Trump. So I'm calling on Darlene Graham. Condemn it. Tell him to stop spending the money. Tell him you don't want to owe a Democrat and you don't want a Democrat dime spent on your behalf. I dare you. And tell him to stop lying to Republican voters in South Carolina, that you don't appreciate them lying on your behalf. Unless you're cool with it. Unless you're cool with it. You've had 72 hours since the debate to do it. Where are you? Well, Asheville City Council taking the first step to ban flock cameras. Do you see this? And of course, Oconee County, the first one in South Carolina, to vote on the same thing. It doesn't completely ban flock cameras, but what it does is ban any kind of county funding being used for flock cameras and no flock cameras on public property. That's not going to do much because most flock cameras end up on private property. Private property owners will let the police, you know, put the cameras up. But it does slow it down a little bit in Oconee County, first county to do that. Should we do it here? Well, here's an idea to see kind of how this affects you. You know, there's a website called Have I Been Flocked? F-L-O-C-K-E-D. Have I Been Flocked.com. And it lets you put your license plate number into the search bar. You can run it through a series of audit logs within the Flock system, according to the website. And of course, the Flock system is a series of cameras. They take pictures of all the driver's license, you know, all of the license plates going by, and then, you know, and record the time, the place, and all of that kind of stuff. We have them here in Greenville County, some of them operated by the police, some of them operated by the sheriff. And you can actually pull up a map. It's just Google it, it'll come up about where they are. And they are constantly collecting data as we drive all over the place. The heaviest concentration is right around Haywood Mall, actually. Crazy. I'm actually, as much as I go to Haywood Mall, I'm really shocked that my plate doesn't come up. But maybe it's the route I take. I don't know. But yeah, have I been flocked? See if you, I haven't been flocked. A lot of people have, and it's just a huge buzz about flock cameras. Now, here in Greenville, you're talking about the police and the sheriff, they get rid of all records after 30 days in their databases. The problem is, and I talked to the sheriff about this, they also share with SLED, our state licensing, or our state law enforcement. They do not. They keep it for up to 2 years, and they often share with federal authorities. And then other national flock databases. So even though our local authorities aren't keeping your records, they could be kept nationally. Although my license plate wasn't in there. Which again surprises me as much as I drive, past that constellation of cameras. So maybe they really are being deleted. I don't know. I don't really care. Wait, what? No, I don't really care. See, I'm all up for deleting the flock cameras to throw them out or everything, but I just can't get too excited about it. When this phone of mine right here, everywhere you go is being tracked by the federal government. You know that, right? Via the NSA. Everywhere you go. See, the flock camera networks here, there are some areas, like think Pelham and Haywood Mall and stuff like that. They have a fairly heavy concentration. Other areas in Greenville County have nothing. There's no flock cameras. But it doesn't matter. Everywhere I go, they're following me on his phone. So, you know, okay, they got a picture now. My car, whoop, big whoop. I mean, you know, we can come after the flock cameras later, but I'm just amazed that no one gives a damn about FISA. Because you know what they capture? If I got this phone with me everywhere that I go, 100% of the time, they capture every transaction, everything I buy. They are in my bank account, capturing those records. Every keystroke I type. Whether, even if I don't press send, you ever get mad at somebody, you want to tell them off, and you type something and you calm down and then you're like, yeah, you delete it. Doesn't matter, government's got it. You ever type something and they're, oh, well, no, I can't post that. Even if it's anonymous, delete it. Government's got it forever. Your permanent record. They know everyone you call. They know everyone you associate with. They got it all in the NSA database. Where's the anger about that? Nowhere. So, folks, every time I see a flock article, it just grates me. I'm like, okay, I'll get worked up about it, I guess. And I'm not talking about you, but I'm just talking about people in general. I mean, I guess. Oh no, surveillance state. You already live in a surveillance state. That, you know, the fact that we're adding a picture to the surveillance state with what is quite frankly very old technology is not next level at all. I mean, who cares? I mean, who cares if we're going to have the FISA 702 surveillance where they scoop up every bit of data that travels along internet core wires, like the wires that run through this country? I just don't care. Now, if you want to get good and exercise and fight a fight, I'm here with you to do that because I've been screaming about FISA reauthorization for years. The good news is this. There's a handful of people in the House who get that the real threat to this country, flock cameras are, you know, they're not good, but is the FISA spy. And they have ground this thing to a halt. Some of them, ironically, are Democrats. They don't trust Trump, hilariously. I mean, that is funny, let me tell you what. But right now, do you realize the Pfizer, at least the authorization for the Pfizer monitoring ended June 12th and it hasn't come back? Now, if they're still monitoring us or scooping up this data, they're doing it in violation of law. Nobody knows if they are. I tried to find out. I don't know. Maybe they are. They're dirty, the deep state. But folks, my point is, don't get all worked up about flock cameras and cheer, yeah, we got rid of them, we're free. No, you're not. The government is following you around on your phone. And folks, they've been following me the whole time. Flock camera hadn't caught me once. So, you know, I'll get worked up on it about it later. So we deal with more important things. Textures, taking issue with your humble host. Terry, you expressed you're not overly concerned with Flock because your phone is tracking you. The difference is I don't need to carry my phone with me. I can put my phone in a Faraday. And folks, when I say I'm not concerned, I mean, no, I'd like to knock all of it out. It's just so far down my priority list because it's such old technology. What I am actually concerned about is FISA monitoring. Can anybody all worked up about these Flock cameras tell me the state of FISA surveillance? No, I bet they can't. This person said, well, I put it in a Faraday. I drive around and it blocks it. I looked it up. Does it block it? It does while you're driving around. But you might as well just throw it out then. Just, I mean, you're going to pull it out, right? When you get to your destination, yeah, they got it all. Second you pull that phone out of that Faraday bag, they got it. Who you're emailing, who you're calling, your phone calls. Every financial transaction, every keystroke, everything you do. So while, yes, you could put it in a Faraday bag while you're driving, I suppose, then it won't be able to follow you on the route. Guess what? You take it out when you get there, it still knows everywhere you go. And way more than that, too. So, I mean, Look, I want to get rid of it all, but if you're like, well, I got the flock cameras down, I'm free now. No, you're not. Not even close.